Good. We saw in the Mishnah the definition of Hazama, as the Mishnah tells us, is Atshiyazimu es Atzman, that the second pair of Edim have to talk about the fact that the first Edim could not have seen what they testified about. That's what Hazama is all about. They say, you were with us at that time, you could not have witnessed what you testified about. So now we had two statements of Rava of a similar nature, that Rava tells us when it would be qualifying as Hazama, when it won't qualify as Hazama. So the first statement of Rava was, if the Edom testify about an event that took place, the Mizrach Bira, they saw the act of Ritzicha take place, the Mizrach Bira, the east side of this complex, and the Mizimim say that you were with us, the Mirav Bira, says Rava, so now we have to figure out whether we have a Hazama here. If it's possible to see from Mirav Bira to what's happening in Mizrach Bira, then it's not Hazam, because it's not a contradiction. What they're saying could still be valid and true, even if they were Mirav Bira. However, Vimrav, if it's not possible to see from one side to the other, then Hare Eluzomimin, that's considered Hazama, says the Gemara, what's the Chidush? Obviously, that means that that's a proper Hazama. Where it says, Ma'od Tema, there's a possibility, a slight possibility called Nahora Bari, that the eyesight of these Edim is better than that of most people. Rashi's Lashon is, Ma'ore Neim Shel Elu Bari, B'tzofe Mirochot Yosem Mimenu, means from us, meaning the Dayanim, I presume. So we would assess it, we would think that you can't see it, but maybe they have better eyesight. So therefore, there's a possibility that, in fact, their edus is valid, what they're saying is emes, and there shouldn't be hazama, kamash malan, that we consider this a hazama. That's the first case of Rav. Of a similar nature, Rav says, if you have a situation of two edim testify about the act of murder that took place Sunday morning in Surah, and the second pair of edim, the mazimim, say that you were with us in the evening of that day, Sunday evening, in the Hadah. So would this be viewed as a Hazama of the first pier or not? Says Rav, it depends on if it would be possible to go from morning in Surah to evening in the Hadah. If it's possible, then of course there's no Hazama here, because the Edim could certainly have been telling the truth that they saw what they saw in the morning in Surah. However, if it's not possible, if it's not, you couldn't get from here to there in that amount of time, then this qualifies as a Hazama. The Edom don't have to say, you were with us at that moment that you said you saw that event. As long as, based on the second pair of Edom, saying that you were with us at a certain point of time that would not have allowed them to have been where they say they were at the time that they testified, at the point that they say they testified about. So that's also Hazama. Says the Gemara, again, what's the Chiddush Pshita? Gemara says, because Rechush Ligamra Parcha, that maybe it's not necessarily a stira between what the second pair is saying and what the first pair say, because although ordinarily it's not possible to get from here to there, from Sunday morning to Sunday evening, from Surah to Nadah, the normal channels of transportation, but Rechush Ligamra Parcha, literally a flying camel, Rashi says, apparently there were some unique species of camels. Rashi says, Min Gemalim Yesh. They are speedy camels. And because, it's not likely that that's what happened, that the Edom took this mode of transportation with this type of camel, but it is possible. And therefore, you might think it's not a Hazama. Kamash Malan, that it qualifies as a Hazama. Kamash Malan, that if it's, since under normal circumstances, the likelihood is that they could not have been in the Hadar in the evening, so therefore that qualifies as Hazam. These are the two dinim of Rav. Now we have a major machokis we've shown him that we have to try to discover in this Gemara. Machokis, Ritva on the one hand, Tosis Shans on the other hand, Rabbeinu Peretz has one derech like the Tosis Shans. Exactly what's at stake in this Gemara, when the Gemara has, on the one hand, the Havamina of Leichush, Nahorabari, Leichush, Gamma Paracha. So to what extent are we saying Leichush? What is it Nogeya here? And then we have the Kamash Malan, not that way, and exactly what is the halacha, bottom line, vis-a-vis the Edim themselves. If you say it counts as Hazama, so what does that mean vis-a-vis the Edim? presumably if it's Azama, in every respect, the Edom should get killed because they wanted to kill the person as a Ratzeach. And what is the halacha, or even the Havamina, possibly been Ogea, the person that they testified against? When we say Leichush, or whatever that is, so would that mean that it would actually translate into accepting the Eidos to kill the person, or is it only an issue with regard to them? That's basically the issue. Let's take it from the Ritva and from there to the Tosas Shas. So the Ritva makes clear what we have in our Sugya. Says the Ritva, let's take a look together inside. We'll spend time on it, so we'll in the dike a little bit. So he's first commenting on the first case, and this Havamina that we wouldn't consider the second Eidus as a Hazam of the first Eidus because of the possibility that they could have seen from Myra Bira to Mizrach Bira based on extraordinary eyesight. What would that mean? To say that we're Choshesh from the Nahor Bori, and we would not consider this a hazama of the first Pir of Edim. Perush, Lav Lememra, says the Ritva. This doesn't mean, this Mao de Tema of Choshesh and Lenor Bori does not mean the Mishum Mao de Tema, because of this slight, ever slight possibility, the Lahavi Elbe Miyuta, very, very slim chance that this was in fact the case, that they could actually see from Mairev to Mizrach. Nikto es anidun ve'edusa, says the Ritva on the record. Nowhere would we have such a havamina, even if Choshesh in the Nahor HaBari, that would mean that we could actually kill the person that they testified against because of this slim possibility. As far as we're concerned, their edus is discredited. Because basically we understand from whatever we can see, pardon the pun, right, from whatever we can tell, in this situation, they would be unable to have seen the murder in Mizrach Bira. So what kind of Mao de Tema is this? What is this Havamina of Leichosh and Hor Bari? We know already that the person's off the hook. Once the second peer of Edim have said, you are the Mayer of Bira, and we understand you can't see from Mayer of Bira to Mizrach Bira, so we can already get the person off the hook. That's for sure. The Hazam is certainly accomplished, the discrediting of the first Eidus. So what does it mean, Nechush, in the Harbari? Elul Omar, the Mahu, the Tema, not so as her Eidim Mehai Taim. That the reason of the Harbari would help us to spare the Eidim. Because after all, if we take Hazama to the nth degree, so what happens with Hazama? You discredit the first pair of Eidim, that's the Torah's Xeris HaKasuv of believing the second pair of Eidim. And with that, we carry out the onus of Kashazama to do to the first Edom what they intended to the Nidom. So what would Kashazama dictate? That we would kill the first Pir of Edom. So what we're saying here, Mao de Tema, Nechush Nahor Bari, that we should not kill the first Pir of Edom. So what would that mean at the end? If that were true, V'yiyah hu v'hem peturim. So the person is off the hook, and that's for sure, because it certainly doesn't seem like they're saying correct Edus. Now that we know that they were b'mayer b'ira. But since it's possible that they did see it, so that should at least give them a defense that they could not get punished with kashizam. So it means everybody will be punished. So what would the kamash malon be? So according to this reading of the Gemara, what's the kamash malon that we're not choshesh l'nahor bari? Kamash malon de'ein nitzolin b'zu, that they cannot be spared. In other words, this is not a defense for them either. This is considered an absolute hazama to the extent that we can kill them based on the presumption that they obviously could not have seen this, and they're subject to the onus of kashizamam of misa. How can you kill them if it's only likely, but it's still a slim possibility otherwise? So it's the Ritva we know from the Sugya Sanhedrin, the Hakaim one perek ben Sora Mora, the Azlina bedin the Fashas Basaruba, Ben Kul Ben Lachumra. We have the Sugya Sanhedrin tells us that we can use the statistics of Rov, even with regard to being Machmir bedin the Fashos, that we can kill somebody based on a Rov. What is it alluding to? It just says ben perek ben Sora Mora. The Gemara has various proofs that this is in fact the case. Rov is a compelling principle in halacha. The Gemara has a couple of examples that prove this idea. Hoshaka v'tarya, because after all, one could have thought there's a principle on the other hand called the Silu Ha'eda. Pasuk says in Parshas Maaseh, in discussing matters of being the nefashos of Rotzeach, so it talks about the Shaftu Ha'eda bein Go Hadam bein Rotzeach, the Silu Ha'eda sa Rotzeach mea Go Hadam. It's a pasuk, the Silu Ha'eda. The Gemara quotes this expression many times as a way to show that din nefashos, we have to bend over backwards not to have to kill somebody. We try to find whatever way we could to spare a person from having to be put to death by din and nefashos. So it's a din that the Torah put into the principle, to the framework of din and nefashos. The Gemara asks, So he says, but you tell me that you don't, I'll show you that you do. And the Gemara brings, for example, as follows. You have two Eidim that contradict each other about the date, the calendar date. One says B'Shnai B'Chodesh, one says B'Gimel. So the day off, Eidusan Kayemes. Why? Because we say that one person didn't realize that the previous month was Lamed, was a Chodesh Mole, Lamed Yom. The other one, you know, he thought it was 29 days, the other one thought it was 30 days. So that's why we don't view that as a contradiction. But if you say that we don't follow the Rov, say that what they're saying is precise. Apparently, those days it didn't know. You know, it was common not to know. It's common to make a mistake and to be off by a day. But maybe in this case they were really knowledgeable and they actually should be contradicting one another. The Ruba the Inshi, Avdi, the Tobi, Bur the Acha. Most people make it. Again, in those days, people made that kind of mistake. So you see that Rob is enough. Then we have another right, Afanan Namitnina. The Mishnah says in Nida that a girl of 3 years old, so there's halachic status in terms of a lot of halachos, is Kadeshes Bibia. Again, she could be married legally. Father can hand her over, but it could be kedusha bia, v'mbaleha liyavam kana, chayavam shemetris ish, and a lot of things. And someone has relations with her, and it's one of the arayas, they can get killed. It's an act. It's considered a legally, halachically valid act of bia. She's not obviously subject to onshin, but the person is. But wait a second. Why is this true? Maybe she's an islandess. Nailness means a woman who could not be a childbearing, and that could make the Kiddushin, the Kiddushin Tos. So maybe she's not really Nashis Ish. Tell me she's Nashis Ish, but Nogeya, that somebody who lives with her, is now been violated Gilei Arayos. But maybe the Kiddushin wasn't valid, because we don't know at this age whether she'll turn out to be an islandess. Now most women are not an islandess. So Vadai Tadachi Lo Kaddish. So she's not Eshes Ish. So why do you assume that you can kill the person who had beer with her if all you have is a rove that can establish that it was real Ishes? According to the myth of women who are an islandess, it would be Kedushay Tos, and then she wouldn't be married, and then you shouldn't kill the person. So that's Igmar's Raya. El Rav Damin Zilbasaruba, the rove Nashim Rav Islandess Ninu. So these are various discussions in the Gemara. So the Dvars are alluding to this Gemara. So you see that you can use rove as a real principle of halacha, even by din nefashos being l'kul ben l'chum. And then over here, the kamash malan would be that since the rov would dictate that they could not have seen what they claim they saw, based on what we know from the second pair of Eidim, so we will not be choshesh from Nahor HaBari to spare them din nefashos. But as far as the person is concerned, as far as the nidon is concerned, that was never part of our discussion. Because to the extent that the second Eidim have proven, based on their Eidus, that it would seem highly unlikely that they could have seen what they testified about, so certainly we're not going to kill the nidon. That's already a given. So for sure can accept the Hazama to discredit the first Eidim. the only issue at stake in this Gemara, in the Havamina, the Maskana is whether the Edim can spare their own lives based on the Zachshash of Nehor Bar. This is the Ritva. The Ritva continues and says this is the same template for the next piece of Gemara. The Aldera Chazem is Pereshes Idach. The next Gemara, Maudetem and Echosh Gagamwa Paracha. So what happened here? The Edim testified about the act of Ritzicha in the morning on Sunday in Surah. And now, based on the second pair of Edim, we know that they were in the Hadar on Sunday evening. And with normal channels of transportation, they couldn't have made that trip from Surah to Hadar within that span of time. But there is this remote possibility of Gamma Parcha. So this Nechosh Gamma Parcha would be Benogea what? Benogea who? So again, the Ritva is echoing what he just said. As far as the person is concerned that they testified about, there's no question we can't kill him. After all, almost certainly the Edom are lying. So we've established that they're Sheker, but maybe they can't get killed. Maybe that should be enough to defend the Edom, because it could be that they had a Gamma Parcha manner of transportation. So that's the Shaila. Mao detem nechesh Gamma Parcha l'hatzol se'edem miyas? Kamash malan da'figu l'hatzol did who? Even for their hatzol l'chashinu Gamma Parcha. This is one way to look at the sugya. Okay, so both say clear, crystal clear. According to the Ritva, the sugya clearly took for granted, we never had a havmin otherwise, that based on the second pair of the Edom testifying, let's take the second case, that they were not done in the evening on that day, for sure the person can't get killed. We know the Edom most likely lied. You cannot use this Edus. The first Edus is thrown out. But can we carry out Kasha Zammam to kill the first Edom? Maybe there's a defense that since it's Chashash of Gamma Parcha, so maybe the Edom should be spared. Kamash Mulan, Din Nefashis, the rope says otherwise, Mashmon we killed. This is the Ritva. Yeah?
Can you just explain again why here we don't bend over backwards to save him, the Edom?
So the all we saw so far is the Ritva quoted Gemara Sanhedrin, that the Gemara says, even notwithstanding B'tzilu Ha'edom, B'tzilu Ha'edom has a lot of applications to it, but L'maisa, Rove can be Koveya. Rove is a Koach in Tzak Halacha, even by Din Nefashos. Even though there's a miut that would show that we could defend them from and spear them, but l'maisa we can use the principle of rov and carry out the nefashos. Mitzvah Eda doesn't push back against the rov. Rov is a koach of rov. That's what he seems to be saying. So Mela, since this possibility is so remote, and it doesn't tell you what exactly the statistics are. That's doesn't really get into the details of gamu parcha and so on. But he calls it a rov. Could be that it's a miut that's mamish, so not much, so he doesn't tell you, you know, what degree of miut it is. But he's certainly piggybacking, so to speak, on the Gemara Sanhedrin. You see that, look, idleness by a woman is a very remote possibility, and therefore we can kill the person who had bia with a woman who's supposedly an Eishes Ish, but might be an idleness. So here too, since the robe would dictate that they really chayiv misa, that they're totally dumb in every way, so we can kill them. The Havamina was, no, maybe there's enough here that they can hide behind, they can defend themselves from Chiyuv Misa. But as far as the person's fate is concerned, for sure we can discredit the Edim in that regard, because you can't kill a person based on most likely the Edus that's said against him that he killed is most likely Shekin. So that would be considered Hazama vis-a-vis discrediting the Edom and letting the person not be killed that they testified about. Maybe we can also spear the Edom, Kamash, when we don't spear the Edom. This is a riddle. Now, if you look in Tosis Shans and Tosis Abinu Peretz, we see another Mahalch in the Sugya. Now, why they say it, and we'll get more into the details, but they say what they say to learn the Sugya the way they do because of a Gemara in Yevamos. We'll soon speak out the Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamos seems to contradict our Gemara with regard to whether or not we're choshes for Gamma Parah. There's a shayla of a get that was found with a certain name, and the question is whether we consider it to be that it's from the person that's in this area, or maybe it's another person with the same name, and therefore you can't assume that the get is from this guy. turns out there was another person by the same name, but we know that the day that the get was written, that person we established through other Eidim was in a different location, far from where the get was found. So how can it be he wrote the get over here if he was somewhere else? But the Gemara says it's not necessarily that it could be we are choshesh that we can let the get be a valid get from the person who is seemingly the person because he was here. Maybe it is that other guy. Why? Because maybe even though we know he was somewhere else, but maybe he was able to get to this place begam leparch. So it sounds like that's a real svar that we are choshesh begam leparcha, and our Gemara says we're not. So that's kind of where this new pshat that Tosfos Shas and Peretz are going to present. But let's first see their pshat in the Gemara, then we'll go back and see exactly what is the details of that case and the kasha, and more specifically other tirutzim. But just for focusing on our Gemara, so the Tosfos Shas and Tosfos Shas and Peretz learn differently in our Gemara. He says, L'maisa, when it comes to Choshen Gamma Paracha, just like in the Gemara Yevamis, we are Choshesh B'negei over there by the get. Rabbi says, even I agree that we're Choshesh. Here too, we have what to be Choshesh for Gamma Paracha as well. In terms of who? In terms of the Eden. In other words, L'maisa, Aliba de Emes, it's going to come out. Direct Machokes here with the Ritva. The Ritva's Maskana of the Gemara is that the Eidim get killed. According to Tosfos Shas, Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz, in one Derech and Rebbeinu Peretz, the Eidim will for sure not get killed. Because in fact, there is a real basis to be Choshesh of Gam Parach, like in Yevamos of the Nagamara, so too over here. So the Eidim will not get killed. So what is our discussion about? Mao the tema that we're choshesh gam parcha kamashmo and that we're not. The nogea what? The nogea the nidom. Let's read it in maybe Tosfos Shas first. When the Gemara says l'maskana we're not choshesh gam parcha, that means specifically that we're not going to kill the person. We could have thought that we're choshesh gam parcha, to what extent that we can kill the nidom. Hachal larog rotseach baskana lo chashin mashvinon rahani edim zomin leinyin shelo yehareg harotseach miyu lemiktelin rahani edim chashin gam parcha b'lo miktelin. That's the lashon in Tosfos Shas. Let's just compare or contrast the lashon in Rabbeinu Peretz. Here it's one of two answers, but it's the same pshat. Od Yeshlomar, Dahachi Kamar. Kamash Malon, what's the Kamash Malon here of that we're not Choshesh? De Ein Eidus Kayemes, Le Indian Shenaro Kanidon Al Pihe. What are we saying at the end that we're not Choshesh Gam Parcha? With regard to who, that we should allow the Eidus of the first Eidim to stand, to remain intact, fully to kill the person as a Ratzeach. So for that, we're Kamash Malon, that we're not Choshesh L'gam Parcha, and the person is spared. Why? The Vade Lo Chashin and L'gam Parcha L'ham Ish. To go so far with Gam Parcha to kill a person, to accept that he has to kill a person, that we won't do. Avol vaday, but at the same time, the inu nami lo miktali, the amina de emer lehem Gam Parcha ki dechashin hasam gabikim ashtar. That's for sure. In other words, comes out according to Rabbeinu Peretz, according to this pshat, so nobody gets killed. L'maskana, what comes out in this Gemara? The person doesn't get killed, that the first Eidim testified about, nor do the Eidim get killed. This, that the Eidim don't get killed, is why? Kedama Pashut. Why? Because with regard to the Eidim, what do we say? Are we or are we not? We are. That's why it's not steer from the Gemara Yevamos. Regarding the Eidim, that they shouldn't get killed, course, you can always because you come apart. The reason why the Gemara comes out to say that we don't have achshas of gamma parcha is because on the other hand, to take the gamma parcha so far that we should be choshesh to the extent that we can kill the person that they testified again. So there again, we push back and say we're not going to kill the person based on achshas gamma parcha. But a havmina there was. That's what's interesting. It's a different sugya now. What is the picture of our sugya according to this mahalach? The mahu, to the beginning, we already knew that we have for the edim, we have already a possible defense of gamma parcha. For sure, we're not killing the edim. Mahu the tema nechus of gamma parcha. What that we should at least we should consider the edus kayemes because of chash gamma parcha. The first edus should be valid, and we should kill the person. No. That we can kill the person. After all, Mitzil Ha'eda, you might want to add for the person. So we have really our two nekudos that distinguish the Ritva and the Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz, this pshat, and one nafkamina lehalach at the end of the sugya. Right? The two nekudos. Well, what are the two nekudos? How do you read the Ma'od Tema of Nechus Ugam Parcha? According to the Ritva, so we already know that the Edom are, we already know that the person can't get killed. Because obviously, most likely, the Edom, the Edom is Sheker. We know that they almost definitely could not have seen it if there were an evening in the other place. But maybe they shouldn't get killed because it could be Gamma Parcha. So the Havamina is that they should be saved. So what do we say? But for sure, he's going to be saved, for sure. But Kamash Malan, that we nachosh gamma parcha, and the Edom get killed. That's the Ritva. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, goes the other way around. With regard to the Edom, so the Edom, for sure they're not getting killed. We could be chosh, but that's the chosh gamma parcha. Morris Shaila is nailed the tame nechosh gamma parcha that maybe we should be choshesh ad kedekach that we should therefore accept the edus that of the first peer and kill the person. That's where the Kamash Malan says that we're not killing the person. So comes out in terms of the ma'od tema, we have machokes how to read the ma'od tema. According to the Ritva, what's the ma'od tema saying? Ma'od tema that we should not kill the edus. Kamash Malan, we kill the edus. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, Mao the Tema is made for the kafar the person for sure. We have no Havamina that we could. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, the Havamina says we should be choshes ugama parcha to kill the person as well. Mashmorim we know that we're not choshes after the kach the person doesn't get killed. What's the understand? What's underneath this? Chayrulets, who sounds a little more mistaver to you? Let's see why. But. According to the Ritva, in all likelihood, this first edus is obviously it's a lie, right? Seemingly, how could it be? I mean, it's a very, very remote possibility. So the person should be off the hook, for sure. Good. So we understand that very well. Shaila is how far does Din Nefashos go in terms of the edim of the punishment of Kashasam? What Hazama creates to discredit the Eidus, that's a given. But does the Tzilu Ha'eda weigh in here in the context of that you're going to have to hang your head on the Gamma Parcha here, a very remote scenario, in order to spear the Eidim? Kamash Malan, we won't spear the Eidim. The Tzilu Ha'eda doesn't go that far to spear the Eidim. So the sugya, according to the Ritva, is about the issue of dina nefashos and the parameters of rov and dina nefashos, whether you can kill the Eidim. That seems to be the sugya. And you're saying it makes sense, no? Because how could you say you're going to kill the person? So what would we have to explain? Let's go the other way. Let's see the advantages and disadvantages of each pshat. So in Svara, you think the Ritva makes more sense? So why should you have a half minute to kill the person? On the other hand, according to the Ritva, so comes out this sugya is revolving around the question of imposing an onesh of misa in the face of a miut that says maybe there shouldn't be chayiv misa. So is it a sugya of hazama per se? Is it a sugya of dinin nefashis with the rov and the nature of the rov? What would you say according to the ritva? What is the nekuda of the sugya? Is it a sugya that's directly connecting to the din of the Mishnah? Sounds like it's a discussion of din fashus rov miut. That's maybe the drawback of the ritva pshat. But in svara you hear better. On the other hand, the other pshat, the sugya specifically seems to be revolving around the nature of whether hazama has taken place to do what? To discredit the first Avis. Let's understand. What's the Havamina? That we can kill the person. Why? Maybe they're Sheker. Very likely the same Sheker. So what's the answer? So what's the Pshat? Why would you have a Havamina to kill the person? Almost certainly they didn't get from here and there with the Gamla Parch. So almost certainly they're lying. So you're getting person killed with edus that by most likely put our bets down they're lying. You're going to kill a person. How could that be? So her, what would be the pshat according to Rabbeinu? Let's talk about this havamina according to Rabbeinu Peretz. Nope. What's the nikud of the sugya? Yeah. What does it mean according to Rabbeinu Peretz? We have a havamina. Of that the avim can be speared based on chashash and the gamma paracha, that we understand. That's just like in Yivamis. Good. But we might think that we can also say nechosh the gamma paracha, and this is the crux of the sugya here, that havamina and the maskana. We should be choshesh the gamma paracha, meaning to say that the first edus remains intact. In other words, they're both saying, what wasn't cha? What did not take place here? So that's the issue. So in other words, we're not going to say, well, bottom line, oh, most likely they're lying. So how can you kill the person? That's what the Rizzo started by saying. Most likely they're lying. How can, for sure you can't kill the person. That's not even part of our discussion. And the Bein Peretz says, that's hanging in the balance of the Gemara, that Mal Detaim of the Kamash Malan. Because after all, Gamla Parcha is a miut, but it's a possibility that exists. As remote as it might be. So what does it mean to say that we have a havamina of chosh and gamma paracha that a person will be killed? How do we understand that? How could you kill a person? We suffer. What's going to be tzil ha'eda? The answer is, there's a process here. There was avos. The Torah says to accept avos. Rambam calls it gzeiros hakasam. Just like listen to a Nabi, listen to Adam. Adam testified that Reuben killed Shimon in Surah in the morning. Now the other Adam said that you were with us in Arda in the evening. There is a chance that they could have gotten to Arda in the evening with the Gamma Parch. Why is there a Havamina to kill the person, according to Rabbeinu Peretz? Pshat must be because what hasn't happened? What is the bar here that we're trying to say has not been crossed? What hasn't occurred? Hazam. In other words, what is the taich of hazama? Hazama means that the second pair of Adam have proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that the first pair of Adam could not have been testifying, could not have been Adam what they testified about. So the pshat is according to Rabbeinu Peretz, the havamina is very clear. You can't say, whoa, how could it be you kill the person? It's like you're lying. It doesn't work that way. You have to start in a different direction. Adus is Adus. Adus was accepted. Now you want to know, do we have Hazama? Do we not have Hazama? Hazama means you have to have a certain threshold. What is it that the second pair of Adam have to prove in their Adus? For it to be called Hazama, meaning to discredit the first pair of Adam, that we believe the second pair over the first pair, they have to be able to establish with their Adus that the first pair of Adam could not have been Adam what they testified about. And inasmuch as we know that Gamma Parcha is a possibility, even though it's not very likely, it's a possibility, So therefore, the second pair of Eidim have not established Hazama. If they haven't established Hazama, the first pair of Eidim is still Kayam. If it's still Kayam, we kill the person. That's what's happening. So comes that Kamashma Lan, that what? That we're not Choshes Lugama Parcha, in terms of meaning to say that the threshold is a little lower. This is good enough to call it Hazama. This is called Hazama, but now Hazama Lugabe what? Hazama has number of issues. Number one, Hazama Binogeya, that they are mazin the first Eidus, that it's no longer considered valid Eidus. And that's what the Kamash Malan is saying, that it's called Hazama Binogeya, that their Eidus is batal. That we believe the second pair of Eidim, and we consider the first Eidim to be Sheker. And that's the Kamash Malan. But at the same time, when you want to ask yourself another question, are we going to carry out the onesh that the Torah dictates for Eidim Zomimin of Kasha Zomman? There Rabbeinu Peretz is saying, that's another story. There we know from the Gemara Yevamos, we know that Gama Parcha is something that we sometimes are choshish for. We're choshish by get, we're choshish by nefashis. We can't carry out the onesh of Kasha Zomman. So Memela, the Maskan is going to be, he's Pater, and their putter. Their putter, we understood. But you could have said that the bar of Hazama has not been crossed. It's not called Hazama because of the Chashagama Parcha. So you can still kill the person as well. The Eidus are still here. Kamash Malan, that Hazama has happened. So what's Meduyik in Rabbeinu Peretz, as much as we thought counting, at first we thought that Svara was, you know, like the Ritva, how can you kill the person? But we understand really the issue in Rabbeinu Peretz. It's an issue of Hazama. And that's why this Gemara is very much tied to the Mishnah. The Mishnah establishes what does it mean to have Hazama, Achizimu es Atzman, Ketzad, Vechuli. Now we have these two members of Rava, and the issue that Rava is getting at is what's defined as Hazama, as an act of Hazama. You're mazin the Eidim, that now the second pier are believed and the first pier are considered to be Sheker based on the Eidus of the second pier. So, is it called Hazama? The answer is, if they couldn't have gotten from here to there under normal channels of transportation, that's called Hazama. And we're not choshes Gama Parcha. That's the point. Same thing by Nohar Bari. That's called Hazama. We call this Hazama. But La'olam, as far as killing the Eidim is concerned, the parent says, they're not going to kill the Eidim. Tosis Shans, in the comments on the bottom, afterwards, whoever it is, they say it's Meduyik also in the Lashna Gemara. Because notice, the Lashon is, in Rava's statement is, Harei Eru Zomimin, Bimlav, Lo Havi Zomimin, right? Lo Havi Zomimin, or Bimlav Havi Zomimin. What doesn't it say in the Lashon? I mean, you didn't see next Gemara yet, but next Gemara from Mashal talks about Neharagin, not Neharagin. According to the Ritva, what could have said? V'ilav Neharagin, v'Neharagin. Says, what does it say here? V'imlav Harei Elu Zomimin. So, whoever it is that has the comments of Tosus Shans, Harav Dikter came midive Rava. He says, Lo Havi Zomimin, v'ilav Havi Zomimin, v'lo Siyem Bidvarav v'Neharagin. Like Masho in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Avo Amru, Hechata Me'idim, da da da, Imani Yvagam Poni, Harayon Zalmimin, the Nerogin Alpian. So he adds, Zalmimin, the Nerogin. And in Rav, it's only Harayon Zalmimin. It's not earth shattering deek, but it's deek is. The Mishnah says that Rav in the next Maimra that we will do tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, talks about Nerogin. And here, all he says is Zalmimin, Harayon Zalmimin, Enel Zalmimin. So meaning to say, according to Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosfos Shans, it's Meduyik, because they're not going to get killed. To that extent, we have what to be choshesh v'gama parcha, that the Eidim should be spared. But the question is it called a hazama to create the presumption that the first Eidus is batal, to be mevatal the first Eidus? So perhaps nechosh, when harbari nechosh v'gama parcha, that the first Eidus is not batal, so we can kill the person. We say, no, we're not choshes, akedekach, therefore, Hare Egu Zoman men, their Eidus is Sheker, the person's off the hook. Do you kill the Eidim? That's a different story. That you can steal the Eidim because maybe there wasn't a Gamma Park. That is Rabbeinu Peretz, that's the Tosef Shatz. The other side of the Ritva. The Ritva, the Sugya is not per se about if they're Sheker, if they can establish it. That's a given. That was never part of our discussion. That you can discredit the first pair of Eidim because almost definitely they're lying, that's a given. That the person doesn't get killed that was testified against, that's a given. Question is, do we say that we should be chosen to Gamma Parcha, that we won't carry out the onus of Kasha Zama, we can't kill the Eidim? So we say no, we're not chosen to Gamma Parcha, but Imlav, normally you couldn't imagine them getting from here to there in this amount of time, then Harei Uzomen, meaning, and they'll get killed. And you carry out the. So what's the sugya is more about a din nefashos issue. If you wanted, in theory, you could find a parallel type of a, you know, where variables are the same. It could be any din nefashos as far as we're concerned. Those din nefashos, and we have this rove and a mirit of a gamma parcha type of suggestion, and the question is, can we use the fact that most times it's not gamma parcha is enough to carry out din nefashos? So what happens? The din nefashos here is the onus shekashezam. Not directly about the question of the standard to create the presumption that the first Eidim HaSheker as Zomim. And that's already part of what we know. We already knew that. The Shaila is, can we implement the onesh of the Nefashos of Kasher Zom? That's for the Ritva. And for the Rabbeinu Peretz, the question is, have we reached the threshold of Hazama that we can throw away the first pair of Eidus, or do we say that it's possible, since that Gamma Parcha could be possible, therefore they have not successfully been mazim the first pair of Eidim, the Eidus is still here, we should kill the person. Kamash Malan, that no, it's considered a hazama to discredit the first pair of Eidim, but as far as them being killed, that's already a different story. You can't carry out the onus of Kasher. That's, I think, the different picture of the sugya. Again, we haven't gotten yet to the sugya Man Yevamis and the details of other Tirutzim, and again, why the Tosef Shatz says this pshat is because of one way to answer the steer from the Gemara and Yevamis. But understand, there's two different perspectives on the sugya. Yeah, Moshe.
Two questions on those who are being pets. First, what does it mean, Zomamin, if you're not going to kill them? Do we
so the that? Answer is, just like the Lashon Mishnah, Mishnah says, Harei Zomin v'Neharagin. Means there's the status of Zomin that their Eidus is thrown out, that we believe the second pier, and we establish the first pier to be Sheker. That's the status of Zomim. And then there's the carrying out of the onus of Torah meets out against them, which is Basisim Lo Kasher Zomim. So comes out Harei Zomim only insofar as that they're viewed as being Eidim that are lying, but they won't get the subject to the onus of Kasher Zomim.
So why would you call them?
Why would it be called Zomim?
Yeah, why
Chveis, maybe the Nogea, that the Bipasul Eidus. Could be like Abayev Rav Machokis, whether Umafeya Mikana Lahava, but an Eidzom is Pasul Eidus. Presumably there'll be Pasul Eidus. It's only for the Fashos. I think their life can stay. You know, they can spare their life. It sounds like anything but that. But carrying out the onus, they're considered Zomimim. So the Eidus is Sheker, the person is feared, and maybe their status is like a Eidin the Rishayim. Could be that they lost in their manas, the Cheskos Kashos. Could be. Well, you can't kill them. Oh, so that we have to come to. Good. So you're asking good. What about the fact that Mar Sanhedrin says we use a rope by the nefashos? So let's just take other questions and maybe we'll address your question. Yeah.
I saw, I think, in Ruth according to Tosos and Zalos, but I remember exactly about concept of if the Eidim Zomim would have come and kind of about.
We're getting there. We're not there yet. We'll get there. Jumping. At. Okay, that's we're coming to that. That's another shlab in the sugya, right? What would be the time? We haven't said anything yet about it, but that's, yeah. Good. Hold your fire. Yeah. Who else? Yes.
Can you explain those shots in the times regarding the Hazama?
Yeah. So what was initially troubling to you, Moshe Yosef and others, is the Ritva sounds correct, that since it's almost for sure that they're lying, who travels by Gamma Parcha, right? So how can you kill the person? How can you have a Havamina, Nechush Gamma Parcha, to kill the person? The answer is, we have to look at it in a different way. If we can figure the question, it's not how can you kill the person most likely they're lying. Eidus is Eidus. Eidus is accepted, and the Torah says we have to go with what the Eidim say. There is a lach of Hazama. First, second pair of Eidim say, Imanu Hayisa, and based on the second pair of Eidim, we now have established that the first pair of Eidim could not have, in fact, seen what they testified they saw. Given the fact that there is the possibility that they could have, in fact, saw what they said they saw, and still been in the evening in a different place because of Gamma Parcha possibilities. Therefore, the second pair of Eidim have not created a Chalos Hazama on the first pair of Eidim. So Hazama has not happened. Hazama is what allows us to discredit the first Eidus. But if Hazama, the bar is such that it has to be that they've established with clarity, beyond any doubt, that the first pair of Eidim could not have been testifying, could not have seen what they testified about, that's called that they have been Mishake Gufa Shel Eidus. That's why I say it's Mamish, a Gemara that parallels the Mishnah. It's a Sugya of Hazama. We have a din in the Mishnah that they have to Yazimus Atzman. We have Drushes. V'nei Sheker Ha'ed, Sheker Ana, Achet Tishake Gufa Shel Eidus, Achet Tisrev Gufa Shel Eidus. What is this? Is this called Tishake Gufa Shel Eidus or not? They said you could not have testified about what you saw Sunday morning because you were with us on the evening. But it's possible, maybe, that they... So that's not... They didn't do Hazama. Nechash Gaba, that called Hazama. So the first Eidus has not been discredited yet. Therefore, you can kill the person, because if the Eidus is still Kayim, then the implications are clear. So that's the Kamash Malon. The Kamash Malon is that's cool that the Meshake Gufa Shel Eidus. We're not Choshesh Gunar Bali Benogeya, that the person's, after all, the person's life is at stake. It's a tzilu, so you can obviously. We're not going to be choshes at kedei kach legama parcha. We can view this as sufficient to call it hazama to discredit the eidus. As far as the carrying out the kasha zamam against the eidim, then we can still be choshes legama parcha. Clear? Yeah. Moshe. Yeah.
So is that only because Misa?
Doesn't say. See, does he say that? He doesn't. I mean, I put that in. Does he say that? Yeah. He's saying how much of the fact that it's Azama, because it's likely that they couldn't have traveled this distance in this time. How much of that is because of the Hitzilu Ha'eda? That's what you're asking. It's a good question. In other words. The Ritva says it in Ogeir Le'edim. He's asking as follows. The Pshat of Tosus Shans and the second Pshat of Benu Peretz, that Lamaisa, at the end of the day, it's called Azama Ben Ogeya to discredit the first pair of Eidim. Is it in any way because what dictates that it's called Azama is possibly also because of the Tzivu Ha'eda? Is that impacting on whether it's called Azama? Or that's a separate chshiko. In other words, because by 90%, 99% possibility is enough to call it Azama. Or is it because, I guess, again, nafkamina could be if it wasn't a discussion of Misa, Lamasho. If we have a similar, interesting Shaila, if you have a similar type of a scenario of the first Eidus and the second Eidus, and based on the second pair of Eidus, it would be like 99% assuming that it would be that the first pair could not have seen what they said. This halva, whatever, so it's a halva. Okay, they still wouldn't borrow money from Shimon Sunday morning in Surah. Okay, we have a case. And the second pair says, no, you are with us in Adah Sunday evening. The only way to get from Sunday morning in Surah to Sunday evening in Adah is Gamma Parcha. So what would we say now? According to Rabbeinu Peretz. What? If the reason why at the end we're not choshes gam parcha is because at the end of the day what's at stake is killing the person, so then you could say that it's called a hazama to get the person off the hook. But over here it's only about money, maybe we shouldn't call it a hazama. Maybe we should still let the first aid to stand and make the person pay. Or do we say no? Once you say the bar is what it is for hazama by nefashos, the bar is what it is. So we would discredit the Eidos even a mamma. That's what you're asking, right? Correct. That would be nafkamina. I mean, we came in nafkamina right here. The same case, but it wasn't about Rav Sicha. Yeah. In the Tosafot Shas, I don't think, does he say it because of its view? I take another look. Does he say it that way, or just... The thing is, but he's saying it to answer the Kasha from Yavam, so... It's a good shayla. Let's come back. Okay, who else would have a hand up? Yeah?
I'm wondering, to some extent, isn't saying all the stuff the...
Let's go slow. Let's say they would have said that you were with us at that same time. Most Azamas are that. These are the unusual cases. Most of them are, you say 2 o'clock on Sunday morning and you were here. And if the Eidim say you were with us in another place, forget it, Gam Parcha can be very common, but you can't be two places at the same time. We can't be in the other place if you're here. It was your alter ego that was in the other place. Like, you were there, you were not here. Right? So Maisa, you're Havazama right there. So the only reason why this is more sticky is because they're talking about a different location at a different time, and now you have to figure out whether it would be possible to have been able to go from here to there. That's where you have this question. So it could be, as long as there is some remote possibility, it's not Hazama. Where would it be Hazama if they said you were with us at that same exact time? Or 5 minutes off, where Gamma Parcha wouldn't have made the cut for 5 minutes,
But again, aren't there more likely ways to mess up something instead of saying, oh, I had a Gamma Parcha, and say, oh, your watch was off, or whatever? Oh, is it different? Aren't there? If it's so unlikely that Gamma Parcha, we're still choshesh for it. That doesn't.
I don't know. I mean, again,
and shouldn't it be choshesh for other things that would pop up every single?
I don't know what kind of choshesh you're talking about. If Hazama requires to be beyond shadow of doubt, then in Chanami you'd have to make sure it doesn't have any. There's no way around it. What about your question about the nefashis? You have to. This I didn't see directly addressed, but I have a thought. What do we do with the raya? Okay, now this nekuda that we see in the ritva, that l'maskana we kill the eidim, and Tosafot Shas says for sure we don't kill the eidim, right? And again, why does he hold that way? Because he gains this answer from the kashin yavamis, the tzitzeretz, that to the extent that you can be choshesh gam parcha, so then in the chanami, just like over there, you're choshesh here, that we don't kill the eidim. But the Ritva says, by giving the fashos, we can follow the road. I mean, that's the Sugya Sanhedrin that he quotes. There is a Shmaitzah, the Shev Shmaitzah is Exosus, In Shmaitzah Dala Perek Ches, when it comes to this Sugya of Din the Fashos Ochen Acharov, you notice some of the examples I gave you before. A girl, Bas Shalosh, son of Yom Echad, is an Eishes Ish, someone who's Baal Leha, is Chayiv Misa. But maybe she's an islandess, right? That was one of the examples we had. Two people are... So let's take that example. He understands this as follows. He brings a Rambam, the Nogea Eid Echad. Eid Echad, as we know, is not Neman to establish an Onesh. Eid Echad is Neman be Surin, right? But Eid Echad can't testify to get someone to get Malkus, right? You need to aid them for that. Malkus, Misa, you need to aid them. The Rambam famously says that you can have an aid that will testify about a piece of meat that it is chalev. So you should know, it's usa to eat it, it's chalev. That's called Eid Echad Nambi Surin, he's believed. But now that Eid Echad testifies about a particular piece of meat that is non-kosher, it's chalev, now somebody eats it, and two Eidim warn the person, you're eating chelev. You get Malkus. And he listens, he doesn't listen, he eats the chelev. So now, the second pair, the Eidim, they didn't know it was chelev. They said, don't eat this, it might be chelev. They don't know for sure. They heard it was chelev, whatever, they warned him. He'll get Malkus. Why? Because the Rambam writes, you need Shnei Eidim for Malkus. The Shas Maisa, but her Isser Atzmo, the Eid Echad Yuchzak. The Isser can be established as an Isser be Eid Echad. Keitzad Omar Eid Echad, here reading the rest of the Rambam, he quotes it. Eid Echad says, Chelop Kloyos Huzeh, or Grusha Ozona Isha Zu. Another example. So he says she's a Grusha, she's a Zona. Kohen can't marry a Grusha, Kohen can't marry a Zona. Then he goes ahead and eats that piece that the Eid Echad established to be Chelev. Or he has Bia with Edim who will give him Asra with this woman who the Eid Echad told us is a Zona or a Grusha. Harei Zaloke. Afa Pisha Iker HaIsra B'Eid Echad. That's not called that the punishment is coming through an Eid Echad. That's why Sokin Al Chazakos, because basically the Eid Echad is coming before the actual issue is now being legislated, that's subsequent to what Eid Echad said and did. He contributed that. This is what he wants to say here, the Shmaitza, is what we have here by Rove, by the Fashis, is something similar. He says, it's not the Pshat that the Rove can actually tell you directly about the Chiyuv Misa. Maybe that wouldn't be good enough. It's Tzibla Eidah. Rather, he says, V'hada Azlin, I'm going to read a paragraph here. He says, that's what happens by Bas Shaloshon of Yomelcha, Miskadeshes, Bibiya, because the robe was Koveya. Most women are not an Islandess. So the robe is like the Eid Echad on the piece of meat. The robe says she's not an Islandess. She's an Eishes Ish Gemura, because most people are not an Islandess. Memela, the Easter is very established with the robe. Now you can give Misa, because you know that she's an Eishes Ish. The robe is Machria before the issue is relevant about whether he's Chayiv Misa or not. So it's not cool that the Rove directly paskins the Chayiv Misa. The Rove is contributing information that's just a prerequisite to knowing afterwards that there's a Chayiv Misa. He says, this is basically what you have over here. Harov ba koden maisa. You have to look at the simon. It's very interesting. I was thinking maybe that's the answer for the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz. Of course the Gemara says you can follow a rove by Din Nefashos. But all these examples are where the rove is not directly speaking to the issue at hand. The rove is establishing something that if you didn't follow the rove, there'd be a technicality that would prevent you from having a chiyuv. A technicality minachutz, an extrinsic issue. In other words, l'maisa, I see a bia asura with this woman. I think she's an eshes ish, but maybe if she's an islandess, she's not an eshes ish. But the Rav established already beforehand that she's considered to be Becheskes Eishes Ish, so to speak. The Rav establishes a presumption. The Neila, you can have Din Nefashis. However, over here, the issue is mamish on the Eidus itself. Could they have seen this act of murder? The Rav would say that they couldn't have seen it. Right? I mean, the Rove would say that they couldn't have seen it, so they wanted Mechayev their Misa. That's what the Ritva says. But it could be the Tosef Ben Peretz says, but here the issue of the Rove is directly on what we're discussing. Maybe Rove isn't good enough. The Miut says that they could have seen this action, this Mitzichah. So how can you kill the Eidah? This is not the same as the examples in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the Rove is, according to Shem Shmaitz, the Rove is like separate from the issue of the shayla of the nefashis. It's a separate issue that the rove comes and says what it says, and now we have every reason to think that there was a maisa avera and so on. Here, the very mechayev itself, whether they're edim zomen or not, whether shachayev misa is hinging on the rove directly. Both say here the chiluk. So could be, I don't know. That's what I thought. Maybe could be an answer. Otherwise, you could think other things. Maybe over here, you have to know. Maybe the level of robe is not the same over here and over there. I don't know. You have to know. Maybe there it's more. You know, while you're there. But that's a good shayla to know exactly why the Ritva's right from Sanhedrin was not compelling enough for the Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz. He says you can't kill them. You can't kill them based on this robe. Yeah. Yeah.
So is what Rebbe was saying is that Rove could be applicable in terms of rendering the Eidah's Sheker, and that's why their own status is not going
to
get
to the contrary, that since the Rove says that they're saying Sheker, but the Niyut says that maybe they're still saying Emes, you can't kill them. According to the Rav, Maskanas HaGemara, can you kill the Eidim? first Pirvedim? Yes. Why? He says, because Ala Rov, they're saying Sheker, they're subject to Misa. According to Beinu Peretz, second Peretz here, Gumaskana Sagamara, you don't kill the Eidim. The Gemara never said Neharogim. So we're wondering, but Lamaisa, we know that Gemara says you can kill based on Rov. So we're trying to say that it could be the Rov there is different, because that Rov was coming before the issue comes up now for the Din of Fashos. Now you already assume everything is what the Rov said. It's like an Eidach creating a chazaka on a piece of meat. Now it's no longer the Eidach speaking to the Chi of Malchus. It's two Eidim speaking to the Chi of Malchus. The Eidach is out of the picture. He did his part. We know what we know from him, and now it's over. So he says a similar thing over there. The rope establishes information for us. Now we don't have any questions anymore. It's not the rope is paskining the nefashis. The nefashis is already paskin because the rope told us what we need to know. Here, the rope has to tell us that the chayim misa. Maybe that's not enough. You can't kill them based on the rope. So it's different than the Sugya Sanhedrin.
Could we perhaps maybe say that there's a chilek between Eidos Sheker and Eidim Sheker, where that the rov would work in terms of rendering the Eidos Sheker, but in terms of Hazama for Rebbeim Peretz, who would say that there needs to be without a doubt that the Eidim are being uprooted from their testimony by them not being
there. Yeah, but remember, according to Rebbeim Peretz, even though we were thinking, we're thinking that we have to kill the person. You're saying what? Let me hear again what you're saying. So I'm convinced
that that rov would work in terms of rendering aid sheker. We follow that, but in terms of rendering the actual aid sheker, because you have sheker twice to show that the actual.
No, but the contrary. The havamina was that the rov would not work to ruin their aidus.
So I thought maybe
the aidus is still valid because hazama hasn't happened.
I thought maybe I misunderstood. I thought perhaps we could have said that Ro would be applicable in rendering their Eidos Sheker, and that's why the Rotsiach wouldn't get killed. But in terms of rendering them Eidim Sheker, it wouldn't necessarily work because you need to be without a doubt that the Eidim have been uprooted, that there's not
even
a potential chance.
Let's go back. The Havamina of the Gemara was that the Miut of Gamla Parcha is enough to kill the person. Why? Because the Eidos is still Kayam. The Eidos is still here. So the Rov did not undermine the Eidos. As we said, because Hazama has not occurred. No. Well, let's get the background on the Sugin Yavamis, and we'll see, because now there's another terrace to this Kasha that Tosus brings in that could have ramifications for our Sugya. The Gemara, again, just the background over there is question Abaye and Rava, when were choshes for a second person of the same name? So Rava says that unless it's huchzak by another person, the same name, you're not choshes. Abaye says, we are choshes. That Gemara, the Gemara brings a story. Hayi Gita, Yishtakach Besura. So it's written, again, it's found in Surah. What is it written on it? Uksiv Behachi. Besura, Masa, in the city of Surah. Ana Anan Bachia, Narda. I Anan Bachia of Narda, Petaris. The Tariches Pronis Insi. I gave a get to my wife, by whatever name she has, Pronis Insi, Ubatu Rabbanan, Misura Banada. Now it says an Anan Bachia from Narda gave a get in Surah. They checked from Surah to Narda, Vulavi Anan Bachia Achrina, there was no other Anan Bachia except for one. Vulavad me Anan Bachia Mechagra, Anan Bachia from Chagra, the Havi Benada. That was in Harda. But, so he could have been it, right? There is another person potentially who wrote this get. So this could totally mean that the first person has no, we don't assume there was from the first person that name, because there's another person. But now we have Aden that came, Vasu Sadi V'amru, Dahu Yom, that day, Ki Ichtav Hahu Gita, when the date that's written on that get that says, I'm giving this get to this woman, where does it say he gave the get to her in Surah? So the Eidim said, Ana Bachia Mechagra Gaban Havi. They say he was with us. So here the Gemara says, Abaye says on his heart, even though normally I'm Chayish, I'm Choshish, here I'm not, because now the Eidim say that he was Benarda. So what was he doing in Surah? Now the Eidim say he was in Arda, and the get was getting in Surah. Amar Rava after the did lo chashinan, here hacha chashinan. Why? Dilma begama parchaza. here it's considered huksak, another person by the same name, Anabachia. Ah, the Edom say he was in Adon, a different place, so he couldn't give him the get in Surah, but maybe he did get. He went from one to the other. And it was possible for him to be in Surah to give the get, and he's also in Adon the same day. The Gamu Parcha. Then anyway, has another possibility. Inami Bekfitsa, as she says, Aide Shame. He said Hashem Hashem, and he was able to get instantly to another place. Inami, more down to earth, Mili Masar, Kid Amar Rabu Safri, Bechen Amar Funa Rasafi, Ki Insko Beshili, Kisuba Beshili, Afro Dimimsinila Behini. Rashi explains, even though he wasn't with them, he gave them instructions in advance in his city, right, to get to my wife in the other city. Adam went to Sur, they wrote the get, so it could have his name on it, but he was delegating the writing of the get to another set of Adam. They wrote the get with his name, and he didn't have to be present there. So notice, the Gemara mentions as one possibility, Gamma Paracha, but it's mentioned with a few other possibilities. So you have to know, is the Ikar reason for Rava the Gamma Paracha is the equally valid reason, which means that this Gemara's Maskana would be that we chosh the Gamma Paracha binogeya eshes ish of a get, that we can't trust the get to be one on the Bachia, maybe the other. Or is the Ikar, as the Ravid brings, the Ravamban quotes from the Ravid, that really the Ikar reasons are the later reasons. So to assume as a kasha is to take the first possibility as a real possibility. And that's what Tosus asks. So Tosus asks the kasha, and this Gemara, and the Rishonim here ask, Hacha cheshinan, says Rabba, Dilma begamu parcha azza. Fectosus v'yim toma, the terakami demakis amma Rabba. And notice, it's Rabba too. That's why the kasha is a kasha. Rabba is here in Yevamis, and Rabba is in our Gemara. And Rabba said, our Gemara says that the second pair of Edom said that you were in Hada in the evening of that day, so then the Gemara says that they couldn't get normally from one place to the other, it's Zomimin. What's the Chidush? Mal detem banecho shagam aparcha, kamash malon, so maskana se Gemara nacho shagam aparcha. So we already saw one teretz would be the teretz that we saw in the parrots and the Tosus Shans would say. That what? That the Necho Shagam Aparcha in the Chinami, in our Gemara is also a Necho Shagam Aparcha Lamaskana Benogeya the Eden. And therefore, it actually is consistent with the Sugi Nivamas. Shaila is only Benogeya the person. And at the end of the day, Benogeya the person, not going to go that far to kill the person. Again, we had a Shaila, I bet if it was for Mamanis. Tosus has two roots in. First, it's a little bit unclear what he means. But Omar ben Utan, the Hacha, the words are, Kim shem iskavin lekalkul eshes chaveiro, azal begam leparcha, vol hasam imhocho begam leparcha, hay mekalkulam yoser. He says here, it could be there's a motivation to go begam leparcha because he wants to mess up the other guy's get. Okay, he has a spiteful motive. He knows he has the same name. He wants to make it appear as if it was from him, so a lovely bird person wouldn't be able to have done the gerushin. But then he says, but over here, imhocha begam aparcha mekalkulam yoser. What does that mean exactly? Tosa Rush maybe learns it to mean, if they went begam aparcha, it makes them look worse. Because it makes their edus look that they would really have not been able to test it, to have seen the murder, whatever. So they'd be less motivated to go begam aparcha. So it's a technical answer. That's the first answer. There could be a reason, more motivation to go with Bahama Parach. Over here, it would have been to the detriment to go with Bahama. Okay, that's not our focus. Second text. Rav Menachem Piresh, and this is what is quoted here as well. What does he answer? The Hassam in Isa de Azul Bahama Parach, in the Sugin Makis, if they would have gone Bahama Parach, Hayolem Litun Kain, they should have said so. Medulo Amru Kain, Achishmamna de Sheker Hemidrin. What is he saying? In our Gemara, they're not around. I mean, there's no one to talk to. We have to be choshesh. We're choshesh. What is the Tosus saying? Over here, the Edom are here. The Edom are present. And they don't say anything. They don't say anything. That's an indication that they're obviously saying sheker, because that's an easy defense. So by not saying it, Shmamna de Sheker Hemidin. The Ritva brings this teretz. Ritva doesn't like it. The Ramban also quotes this teretz. What does this teretz mean? That Let's draw the implications. What would it come out according to this teretz? If the Eidim here would say that we went Gamma Paracha, then what? The din would be different. Okay, so let's see. Lamaisa, it's not Nefurish and Tosus how we learned our sugya, like the Ritva Rabbeinu Peretz. Lamaisa, if you don't go Rabbeinu Peretz, the kasha doesn't start. So in that regard, probably more mashma that you're going back to Ritva, that the issue has to do with whether you kill them. But it's more than that. Even in Svar, I think it makes sense too. Not just the cheshbin of it. Because if you draw the conclusion, if the Ega makes this clear, then the Iri makes this clear also, that the din would be different. It's interesting, it's not mentioned anywhere, but it'll come out. The Edom tying the gam that the gam of paracha, then they wouldn't be zomim, right? Then ogea what wouldn't they be zomim? So according to the Ritva, the issue here is, can they be killed or not? So that would mean, plug in Tosa's point, if they were tying when were they tying this? Not initially, later on, after the zomim takes place. Oh, but we went the gam of paracha. Then what would be the din? They wouldn't get killed. They save their own lives. So then I hear the svar. In other words, you want to know when they get killed, they have a taina as a baldam. You want to kill us? You can't. We went gamma parach. So then, choshesh gamma parach, they're not getting killed. So in svar, I understand why that could make a difference in our situation. However, if we would say that the issue in the Gemara is not about them, they're not getting killed anyway. But for them, we're ready anyway, choshesh gamma parach. But the issue is that the havamina is to kill the person. Because the Edus has not been discredited. Kamash Malan, that we're not Choshesh Ad Kedei Kach, the Hazama bar has been crossed, and therefore they're considered to be Edim Shkarim Benogeya, that you don't kill the person. Suddenly, the Otaina, whoa, we went to Gamma Paracha. So what would that mean? And now what? What should happen now? No. They're not going to kill anyway. They're going to kill the parents. Kill the person. Does that make sense as far to you? They already said they're Edus. In a Chose Umagid. The issue now is not about them anymore. Unless you say in terms of what they're Pasal Edus, okay, could be. But as far as this din is concerned by us, the issue is killing the person, not killing the person. Doesn't seem logical that now they're going to come with a taina. We went with the Gamma Paracha. Now the Edus gets rehabilitated and we kill the person. So L'chore would seem to me, Pasha, that Tosis is going... Tosis to say this teretz, which would imply that if they tied it otherwise, Gamma Paracha, they'd be believed. They wouldn't be Zomimin. The issue in the Gemara is like the Ritva learned. The issue is, do they get killed for Kasha Zomam or not? And they could save their own skin, so to speak, with a tying of Gamma Paracha. But if the issue had to do not with them, they're anyway not getting killed. The issue is as far as whether the person gets killed. So what? Their tying is going to affect the question of the other person. Why would their tying have to do with the other person? If it's their issue, they can tie it. And their taina should be accepted if we say that they can taina, that they can believe for themselves. But if it's about somebody else, I don't know. So it's anyway mashma tosis words like the Ritva, because otherwise you have a simple teretz to the kasha. That's what Rabbeinu Peretz gave us, a second teretz to the kasha, that, oh, we are choshesh gam paracha ben again to Eden, so it does work out. The only shaila is, maybe we should also, you know, ben again, at least ben again, the other person, we should at least spare him, because maybe that far we don't go. So the whole answer, Akasha, wouldn't be Akasha. But anyway, in Svara, Tosa's point would only make sense, I think, for the Ritva. The last thing I want to notice is the Rambam. The Rambam, a couple of things are interesting, the way the Rambam codifies this halacha, Perkutes. The Rambam, first of all, the first case, the Rambam says, what is this Nahara Bari exactly? Rashi says that the eyesight is better than ours, Mimenu. Right? Mimenu. Sounds like the Yonim, I guess. That means that there could be people with such eyesight. Just that the Yonim don't have that. The Rambam's lesson is, the imen yachaliros have elu zomimin, the ein omim shemim ori neim shall be shown him rav, the romi rachok yesem mikol adam. Sounds like it's not just about Mimenu, it's mikol adam. Similar by the Rambam, the continuation, he says, they said, the Edom said, you were another place in the evening. They changed the gomel kal giyos and his dam in their hem. Bekipur v'sederach el b'davar ha-matzli l'kol misharin l'olam v'mizim enosan. Davar ha-matzli yadu al-kol. Sounds like in the Rambam, we don't know of such a creature, of a gamma parcha. The Rambam actually says, min gemalim yesh. Rashi sounds like there are such gemalim, just hard to find. Rambam sounds like we have to invent a new possibility that we're not aware of. So it sounds like the Rambam had different types in exactly what it is that we're discussing. But in terms of how the Rambam learned the sugya, what do you think the Rambam would be saying? If there isn't any normal way to get from here to there, harei elu zomimin. What is the sound of the Rambam? What should be the din there for? The stimas lashon of Rambam sounds what? Zomin benagea what? Sounds like? Meaning what? So what's the din? I would think so. No, the Rambam doesn't say you don't kill them. Remember, harei elu zomimin. So pashtas zomimin comes with the whole 9 yards, right? What does harei elu zomimin mean?
Kill them
too. Had the Rambam learned to have a mina? No, you know, was it also have a mina to kill the person and all that's part of the sugya too? Or is it just like the Ritva? This I can't tell you. Hard to know how the Rambam learned to have a mina, but bottom line, we have a machokas, the Ritva and the Tosus Shams, as we saw, the maskana, that we're not choshesh, gamal parcha, nor bari will be here. So would that in fact mean that we kill the Edom? The Ritva says yes. Tosus Shams says no. Schema slash in the Rambam would be harel zomim, that you do kill them. What the Havmina was, you know, whether we would also think that we can kill the person, that already is not clear in the Rambam. But we have to go back to Mishnah for tomorrow.